Welcome to the Sexy Time Podcast. You're here with me, Ava.
And me, Belle. And today's episode, we have a special guest. Her name is Killa Kush, and she is a content creator who also advocates sex positivity. Who also talks about, you know, her sexuality openly. So we're so happy to have her on today because our topic is
self-pleasure or masturbation, guys. I said it. Masturbation.
Dare I say it. Masturbation. For women, huh?
Specifically for women.
Thanks for having me, you guys. It's so exciting.
Anyway, we wanted to just get straight into it, Kush. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your journey, about yourself, for our listeners who aren't familiar yet, but I know you also have a big following on Instagram. You guys can follow her at Killa Kushla.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, a bit about me. I started out behind the camera super insecure. I wasn't very comfortable about my body. And then what kind of started and jump started this whole like body positivity, sexual pleasure journey for me was like when I went through my first breakup, I lost like 30, 40 pounds. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm that bitch. And then ever since then, literally since
the breakup weight loss is the best.
It really is. Nakakaloka. And so ever since then, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to own it as well. And like, my body is my body no matter what. And I'm going to be stuck with this body. So I started owning it. And I also started posting content with my girlfriend. I wasn't always out. But over the past couple years, meeting so many amazing and like really supportive people in the industry, it really pushed me to just be myself online. And so I do a lot of content with my girlfriend, and it's been really fun, especially on the podcast, being able to talk about, you know, your personal journey and your confidence and just owning your body.
I love that. Wait, one thing I want to just go back on. You pointed out you started off very insecure, and I know a lot of people that feel the same way, at the same time struggle with wanting to be posting cute content and just kind of owning their body. Is there any like tip or something that helped you with your struggle of like just coming to terms with your body and accepting the body positivity? What made you reach that point for people out there who struggle with the same?
Ako Facetune.
Aside from filters.
If I'm just being honest, like it starts with makeup for me. Like that's where it all started. Like even just a little lip gloss, whatever made me feel more comfortable, I took it and I ran with that shit. Like, you know, I feel like everyone, it's so easy to say like, oh, just be confident. This is your body kasi, like stretch marks, it's normal, yada, yada, yada. But loving your body isn't necessarily about loving each and every part of yourself, because there are things that you're never going to be 100% obsessed with, right? Like there's still some parts that you're always, there are always going to be some parts that like, oh, I wish I could change this, or, you know, I wish I kind of looked like her. And that's kind of what makes us human too. So it's just coming to terms with like finding just little small things every day that make you feel a little bit better and just run with it.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, one thing my sister, one of the few things I've ever learned from my sister is she does these affirmations that I used to be like, okay, I didn't really understand. Like, okay, you keep talking to yourself and kind of it's almost like you're convincing yourself about something, about a certain thing. But then I also, it actually works its magic and kind of does subconsciously convince you of what you're trying to say.
And
I kind of, I love how that works for a lot of people who struggle with insecurities. That was actually my high school paper, body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Body dysmorphia and how media affects that. Anyway, that's just me wanting to like dissect on that.
I love that.
So you also mentioned about, you know, opening up being a lesbian. You have a girlfriend that you post about on your socials.
Yes.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, initially I wasn't posting any of my girlfriends just because I wanted to keep it all about me. And also I came from a background that was very conservative. So they were like, don't post too sexy pics on Instagram. You want people to take you seriously. You don't want to just look like a hoe, you know, like an insta hoe. And for a while I was following it because I'm sure everyone was coming from a good place, or parang my parents, you know, they grew up in a different time. So I understood that. But also, as I got older, I realized that there's no better freedom than just being yourself. So I started posting with my girlfriend, and there were all of these weird comments. Honestly, like, a huge reason too, which I get why my parents shielded me from it. People love to over-sexualize lesbians. Like, everyone just thinks it's like some weird fetish. Or like, oddly, a lot of the people that follow us on YouTube are men. Like, yeah, our really? Couple content, it's men. Yeah. Like, creepy men.
Oh my gosh. I can imagine. Yeah.
Kush, when you came out, was that like a big deal? Because here at the podcast, when Ava and I were talking, we're like, it's not really that much of a big deal. We're not trying to emphasize that, oh my gosh, okay, you're gay, you're a lesbian, you're coming on the show. It's like, it's just so happened that you're our guest and that's your, you know, sexual preference. And
you're gay.
Yeah, it's not a big deal for us, right? But coming from our background, and like you said, our parents maybe might be more traditional, of course, in our culture. What was it difficult for you? Like, did you have to, you know, say it, come out, or was it just like, you know what, whatever?
Yeah, no, thankfully my parents are kind of baguettes in that way, na parang I didn't have to come out. I just told my mom,
yeah,
I have a crush on this girl, and yun na yun, like, no questions asked. She didn't even like dive deep into, so are you bi, are you lesbian? I was so thankful. Because even that, honestly, till now, di pa rin ako sure. Like, I can honestly say I'm not sure if I'm bi or les. And it's just weird because everyone expects you to know, or you have to give a final answer. Eh, parang, what if it changes naman, diba? So parang, the whole coming out thing to me, it's not a serious thing. Like, what if I am bi pala and then I just didn't realize it? So do I have to come out for that again?
Exactly. You're like, wait, actually, I have a crush on this guy. I don't know if you saw this movie, but it talks about how, like, parang there it was a parody or a satire that, you know, when people are gay, do they have to come out? Why? When people are straight, do they have to say, I like this guy? And then, you know, they're crying, or we put so much emphasis on it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a question from a listener who was asking us a question or doubting her sexuality because she was saying that she loved watching porn for women. She does have a boyfriend, but she was wondering if that makes her bisexual. And this kind of just reminds me of that. Like, what are the quote-unquote guidelines, or what makes you a lesbian, right? She was asking us and we couldn't really answer.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, you can tell us a little bit about how did you figure out if you would consider yourself a lesbian? Yeah.
No, I think everyone's a little bit gay. Like, I just have this theory that everyone's at least 1% gay.
Yeah. There are girls that are like, you're super hot.
Yeah, like, you have to admit.
For sure.
When you see a girl, no matter what, parang there could be something. Like, kahit 1% lang, it's still there. So, for me, I always knew that there was something weird. Like, I couldn't put a pin on it. Na parang when girls were talking about boys, I wasn't really into it. But I was like invested in the conversation and I was a great friend. So I was like, why do I just not relate? Like, why was I not feeling the same way? But then when it came to like a sexual part, oddly, like, I wanted to make out with boys. You know, like, when girls would talk about their dreams of marrying guys, going on dates, they're so kilig. I couldn't relate at all. I'd be like, ew, that's so gross. But when they'd be like, oh my gosh, parang ang laki, parang ducks, I want to suck his dick. I'd be like, oh my god, parang me too. So it was this weird, like, confusionism in my mind because, like, so are you bi? Are you straight? Are you, you know, it's just all of these different things. And then I was reading up, and then apparently, like, sexuality is a whole spectrum. So, you can like girls and still want, like, a fat-ass dick. And that's fine, too. You know, like, you don't have to, like, just want fingers long for your whole life. Like, okay, fine, if that's your preference. But it's not my preference, right?
I think it's only now, though, we're starting to understand that sexuality is a spectrum. I'll be honest. It's only really now that my eyes are open, because when I was younger, especially growing up, I had a friend who was gay, and he was like, if a guy, you know, takes it in the butt, he's for sure gay. Yeah. Like, he doesn't like women. And when he told me that, I think I was like 19, it stuck mm-hmm. with me. It stuck with me. And so parang it was so unforgiving. Yeah. Only now that I'm, you know, in my early 30s, I'm like, okay, sexuality is a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you don't only have to like, you know, male or female. Parang it's a spectrum. Yeah. You can explore. And we're in that. We're exploring our bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love what you said, Kush. And I love how you just yeah. kind of take the reins and are so open about your sexuality.
Aww. Thank you.
You did mention something about being hypersexualized as a lesbian or bisexual. I wanted to ask you, did that affect the way you approach like pleasuring yourself or how you embraced your pleasure?
At first, there was kind of a guilt behind it. And I don't know, I didn't really pleasure myself till a bit later on. I don't know if it's later on though, like 13, 14. Like I've talked to so many girls. Yeah, but kung maka later on. Mga last.
Kala ko mga. Okay. 13 or 14. Okay.
Kasi, like, I talked to my friends recently, and then they were like, ako mga 7, mga 8. And I was like, what?
I think that, you know what? That's I've actually never talked about it. Like, can I ask you guys, like, when was the first time you ever tried to explore your body sexually?
Me? Yeah. So, I said this in the last episode when we were talking to Martine. She gave me a book, and it was talking about our bodies, and she introduced me to the word orgasm, and then it teaches you how to get an orgasm as a teen. So when I was 13, I that was the first time I tried pleasuring myself and exploring my body, because before that, really nothing. I knew nothing about my anatomy.
Oh, crazy.
What about you, Kush?
Yeah, I think for me it was about 13 or 14, and I don't know what happened. I think it was because of a conversation with friends and they were all doing it and I genuinely couldn't relate. I was like, I don't know what you're feeling. I've never tried it. And so when I did it, I didn't get anywhere, by the way, right? Yeah, when you try to explore yourself, it's like
a really long thing, and then you get tired and you're like, what is this?
You don't understand it at all. I totally agree. I think I tried it really early on, actually, because I was 5 when I came across the first time my first porn video. And I think
Ava watched Showgirls with us. We all openly watched Showgirls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from that, though, there was one time I watched with George. Like, it just so happened we were in my brother's room, and I put on this VHS called Sexy Lingerie. And I remember I was 5, and my cousin George was like 10. She was like, what are you making me watch? But I remember that, I'm like, sit down, George. Let's watch this. But what's that? It made me really curious. And like you said, parang I tried it. Maybe I think it was like 7 or 8, but nothing. And I remember it being like under the sheets, but nothing really happened for me. It just got me curious. And like you mentioned, parang it's a long way to understanding what really, really gives you pleasure, but it can start as early as that age, right?
Yeah.
Do you think starting out that age is bad?
No, not at all. I feel like late pa nga eh. Trot. But I think...
Oh my God, you're so late. 13.
What is the proper age to start masturbating that is supposedly acceptable? Or does everybody have a secret and every single person kind of do it early on and nobody just talks about it? Because I feel that men openly talk about masturbation like it's nothing and they laugh about it. Whereas women, it's just a huge elephant in the room. Nobody addresses it. Nobody even likes to talk that they have a vibrator or pleasure themselves. Yeah, it's like,
Even with like little boys, diba? Like they randomly get hard. Or whatever. Or like, I know so many little boys that like have a fascination over touching it or whatever, you know, and it's normal. And I mean, there is the guilt behind it. People are like, oh no, put it away, parang put it down or something, right?
Yeah.
But at least it's out there.
Yeah. Physically. No, it's more of like, I think also in our culture, we aren't equipped with the right tools to talk about it. And so we would rather not see it, not hear about it, because we don't know how to deal. So let's talk about female masturbation and women pleasuring themselves.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what's crazy though? When you asked like, when's the first time I like explored myself? It's weird because you know how like the first time that you explore yourself, you know nothing about it?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's more of like an anatomy class where you're like, oh, this is the clitoris. This is, and you're like fumbling around trying to find something. So I feel like the really first time that I got somewhere was probably around 16. Like it took me a while.
When you realized like, oh, this feels good like that or what?
Yes. Yeah, when I realized like what started to feel good, like I was putting two and two together. Because parang for a while, I was like, why is this even a thing?
You had your electric toothbrush.
Kung ano-ano na lang. Everyone...
give us some ideas.
Joke lang.
Yeah. No, not pinapasok, but you know, you put it on top and it feels good. Or like, you have like, you know, the shower head.
Yes, because everyone was talking about the shower head or the bidet.
All my friends in high school would always tell me like, you know, you should try using your electric toothbrush. And I didn't understand, what do you mean? Like, do you put it inside? And then I realized it's putting it on top of your clitoris, which gets you stimulated. But even when I tried doing it like that, I was like, whoa, this is too much for me. Like the whole sensation felt too much. So I think there's also working your way towards what feels good, right? Maybe there are different levels on your toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so remember, you know those bangkas, like when you go to Boracay or whatever, and the boat is vibrating off.
And you're like, I'm gonna sit here.
Right,
it feels really good right here. No, I'm okay. I don't need a life vest.
Literally, that awakened me, and that was on a family trip, ha. So I was like, parang gets ko na.
Yeah, but you know, those moments are the ones that are like, whoa, okay, so this is what it feels like.
Yes, because also, diba, like with the electric toothbrush, different modes, different positions or angles work for different people. And then you're hearing all of this chitter chatter from everyone, like how to do it. But it doesn't always apply to you, right? Because so many people get there in so many different ways. So it was so confusing. It was a journey.
I did read something about masturbation, that masturbation can be the turning point for a lot of people when it comes to making peace with their own bodies. It's like understanding that you're worthy of this pleasure. It's so powerful. And then when you figure it out, you realize you deserve to experience that pleasure. Because a lot of people, like after we launched this podcast, messaged me. Like one friend in particular, she was like, oh my God, I didn't realize that masturbation is actually normal and in fact healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely healthy. I mean, I think people equate masturbation with a lot of shame and guilt when really, why? You're not doing anything bad. You're pleasuring yourself. It's your body. I don't know. Like, I guess it's also the culture we grew up in.
I keep telling myself, deserve ko to. You know, deserve ko talaga to. Gosh, it's the bare minimum.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes pleasuring yourself is just the best rather than going through the whole motion of everything. You're like, ako na nga lang.
Can I ask you guys, what's your preferred mode of pleasuring yourself? Like, is it, I know there are different kinds, like using your own finger, using a toy.
Yeah.
Maybe you have some tips you can share.
For me personally, if nagmamadali ako, if I'm rushing, I'm going to use a toy.
Quickie.
Like, nasa schedule yan. Because I have no time to waste.
But I feel like women, though, I don't know, we can ask another guy, but women have different kind of fantasies when they pleasure themselves. Like, for me, I always like a context. I always like, there's like a story. I can't go hard on, like, think about something super intense. Parang I like having a story, kind of like Christian Grey or, you know, Sex Life on Netflix. There's wala lang.
Have you always been like that? I also feel like that's because for some people, they just feel the need to do it quickly. Like, for example, before heading out to work or whatever.
But yes.
Also, like, you need the time to be able to think of those stories, right? So I think it's also different.
It's so involved.
Yeah.
Wait, do you think masturbating every day is bad?
No. And if it is, then call me a sinner. Like, lock me up.
Not at all. In fact, it's good for you. It's healthy. It really releases a lot of, what is it?
Endorphins or whatever.
Endorphins, yeah. that helps that it also lets you, it helps you sleep better, it reduces stress. There's so many benefits to masturbating.
Yeah.
For some people it's more than once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Itago natin sa pangalan.
I actually want to, you know, I'm also struggling saying that you know, masturbation is normal and it's not something we should be ashamed about. Because if I even, you know, say that out loud amongst, let's say, friends, everybody will kind of jump up and squirm. So saying it here in a podcast where we feel like it's a safe space, I feel a little bit better. I just am scared also to hear everyone's reaction about it. But I do want to say that masturbating every day is totally healthy and I think it's completely normal.
And it's recommended. Like, it's literally doctor recommended.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah, I do.
It does, you know, calm you down and it does kind of let you relax from all the stress that and pressure of life.
Yeah. And I tell people, like, it has nothing to do with you. It's not eating up your time, your energy. So don't worry about me. Masaya naman ako. You know?
Do you think masturbating is like a negative point on your relationship? Like, if you masturbate, does that mean that your partner is not satisfying you sexually?
I feel like people feel that way out of insecurity a bit, honestly. Because, like, with me and my partner, like, we have such an open relationship. I tell her everything and anything, and it's built on a lot of trust. So if ever I feel na nagkukulang siya, wow. But I would tell her straight up. So if somebody ever, like, assumed that of me, it's just weird for me because I can't imagine being in a relationship like that. But I do get it because you feel like parang andito naman ako. Why do you have to do that, right? Like, right. So many guys would say that, like, to my girlfriends. They tell them, like, why are you doing that? And then maybe the answer is because you're not doing it for them, diba? Parang it's a you problem.
But what would you do if you caught your partner masturbating?
Go lang, sis. I'd say go lang. Ilaban mo yan.
We need more people like you, seriously. Because we also do get emails on the podcast talking about how sometimes their boyfriends don't pleasure them as much as they pleasure themselves. And that makes them question also. So
wait, if I caught my partner masturbating, I don't know why, but I'd be annoyed. How do I remove that? I shouldn't make it about me, right? Because him masturbating doesn't mean he finds me less attractive or I'm
not at all
doing less of a great job. I guess we tend to make it about ourselves when really it's not.
Yeah.
But I'll just be like, you better be thinking of me and that time that I wore this or my Rogue cover.
Or like, you mean 10 years ago?
Have you heard of, like, mutual masturbation?
No, what is that?
Like, it's so weird. So I was on porn, like, a few months back, and then I just saw it pop up, right? Like, by the way, like, side story, for girls, I don't know if ganito din kayo, but when I watch porn, sometimes I get to, like, the 50th page of Pornhub, just looking for the okay one. Yeah, the right one, the right narrative. So when I was going through so many and then I came across this thing where, like, this one couple, all they do is mutual masturbation. Like, that's their content. And then they just do themselves together. Like, they do themselves lang.
So they're doing themselves. They're not doing each other. They're not masturbating each other.
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Question.
So they don't touch each other.
No.
So they just watch each other?
It's just a bonding experience. Yeah, I guess they just watch each other. Yeah.
I need to watch more porn because I haven't done any porn research.
Yeah. Maybe we can sit together and watch some.
It's a casual bonding activity.
Between sisters. I've actually never heard about that. I wonder if we have any listeners that listen to that. Maybe you guys can tell us. Maybe you can tell us your experience and what gets you turned on doing this, right?
Yeah. It was very interesting. Like, it was the first time I've seen it.
Okay, question.
Honestly,
you know how there are these things called spa call? You know how there are these things called spa calls?
Yeah.
Okay, I recently learned about it, but I knew that they had it, but I didn't know there was a specific term called spa call, right? So, like, these are basically massage parlors with happy endings. And I guess it's only guys who ask for it. I don't know. Right?
Yeah. I don't think I'd want it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm okay.
I don't know. I'm just like...
Diba?
I know it's common around guys.
Yeah, it's common around guys.
I have some friends that do it as almost like a rich rite of passage type of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's something you wish men or women knew when it comes to pleasuring a woman?
I wish people focused more about the clit rather than just penetrating and like banging it. You know, like,
yeah.
Gosh, super. I like relax. You know, some people like they just want to slide in there. Parang bahay niya eh, di ba? Relax. Sobrang feel at home. Yeah. Eh, parang for me, like, pwedeng by the entrance door muna, like, kawai-kawai.
Yeah, warm up.
Before you go into, like, the bedroom, you know, and, like, not everyone finish. Actually, most girls I know don't finish from penetration, penetration.
I agree with that.
And yet, pinupush pa rin nila.
Eh, kasi, it's for them din eh. Parang they're more focused on their own pleasure, diba?
I think it's important also to for our male listeners or, you know, for female listeners as well to distinguish the types of orgasms that can happen, right? There's the vaginal and the clitoral, and it can also be a...
Wait, what's the vaginal? I don't know what that is.
So there's the vaginal and the clitoral, and there's also a blended type of orgasm. So the clitoral is... It's basically your clitoris. And then the vaginal is through penetration. And the blended one is through both. So it's like a mix of both, right? And like what Kush was saying, for a lot of women, it's the clitoral stimulation that gets them to actually reach the point of orgasming. Whereas penetration isn't as effective in terms of orgasming, but the combination of both is also happens for a lot of people. So yeah, I think it's good to point this out that guys, like Kush was saying, you don't always have to focus on the vagina, right? You can focus
on the vulva.
On the vulva. You can focus on the clit, and that's what one guest was saying, that the clit for her is the powerhouse of the vagina. So it's also something people
the
need
powerhouse.
To. Yeah, the powerhouse.
People need to focus on. Mitochondria. Is this bio? Biology, the powerhouse. So the vaginal orgasms are deeper in the body and are usually accompanied by pulsations of the vaginal canal walls. Yeah, so I'm just reading that because I didn't know what vaginal orgasms were. So the G-spot is a specific spot about 2 inches inside the front vaginal wall. When it's stimulated, it can result in ejaculation. Ayun na yun. Yun yung vaginal orgasm.
Is that like squirting?
I guess, but there is such a thing as called squirting where women, you know, kind of ejaculate and it squirts.
I find that so crazy.
Yeah. I've never unlocked that.
You know what my question is? Do all women squirt or is it just specific women? I don't know.
I actually asked around before, but I don't think all women can reach that. Like, it's just some women who can. But that's so crazy.
Let's ask Doc Manji. If all women squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, there's so many girls that say, I've talked to them, and then they're like, I feel like I was about to, but then they get nervous because you feel like you're about to pee.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a similar feeling. And then you just don't, because what if you actually pee? And what if it's pee? And then it holds you back.
I wonder what the consistency is, huh? I mean, that's getting detailed, but I really do want to know. Is it like pee?
Pag nagawa ko, I'll update
call
you.
Call me, message me lang randomly.
Okay, what about ano? Kush, go ahead. Just like, sorry, I don't know if this is too invasive or whatever, but when you're in a relationship, who goes first, like when you guys are pleasuring each other?
Well, again, it depends with any partner, right? Because like for me, I mean, I'm not like referencing my current relationship kasi iba-iba talaga. Like, no matter who I've dated, it's always been different or it's always changed. And
so it depends on who your partner is.
Yes, but also in girl-to-girl relationships, there's still a kind of top or bottom situation.
Oh, really?
Yes, because not all girls want to be penetrated. Like, I've dated so many girls that don't even want to be touched down there.
Oh, wow.
So I was just like a log, like an actual log. you know, like pillow princess af. But that's like, that's what they wanted. So I was like, okay, go lang. I don't have to make an effort. Then cool.
Wait, what do you mean you're like a log? So you're just laying down? How does that go? Sorry, you can't
imagine. I mean, like, yeah, you're like moving around, but you can't really touch them down there. You can only make out. There's so many girls that aren't like fully comfortable that they have a vagina. Yeah. There's so many girls like that I've dated. And so I just work with them. Actually, you know what? The honest truth is I noticed I adjust more.
Yeah, you sound like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm the more adjusting one. And then based on my partner, iba-iba na lang.
Yeah.
Because I just try to make them feel more comfortable because I'm the more girl one, right? And then I'm always dating the more like masculine one, kind of.
Oh, okay. Sorry, this is so enlightening for us because we have no idea. And we also don't want to say anything that might, like, know, kind of hurt people or people will kind of come for us. We're really just understanding and exploring that.
How to navigate.
And we're so happy that you're open about it.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense that some of the people that you're hooking up with or you've hooked up with who are more on the masculine side would feel uncomfortable that you would go down there.
Yeah. Especially because, like, I feel like there are girls that I've dated that they don't know if they're trans yet or they're just lesbian.
Okay.
So when they think of their vagina, they just feel like it's not their body. And so when we're doing things, they're disassociating or they just don't want to be touched and reminded of it.
So I just let them na lang.
Yeah. You know?
Is that something you discuss early on? It's like, you get their consent for that? Like, how does that go?
I guess because I'm really young. And so when I started hooking up with people, parang ano ba naman yun? Like 5-6 years ago. So I didn't really know to ask these questions yet. Because again, internet was so different. Even just 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so parang like sometimes I would just go for it, like roar. Well, roar. But like,
and then,
so syempre, like you're in the moment. And then I, like, obviously there are moments of awkwardness and insecurity because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know, yada, yada. There were so many of those moments. And then after that, I learned to just ask.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, so
of course, consent.
Yeah. I think that is the key also. Asking and communicating, even though it's awkward, even though it becomes weird in any situation, in any sexuality, whether, you know, what are you comfortable with? Or can we have a condom? Do you have some lube? Mm-hmm. Like, diba? And just being open. But it's also difficult for people, I guess. It's funny because you're about to have sex and be intimate, and yet you can't necessarily talk about it, no?
Yeah. And that's why, like, always do it with people you're comfortable with. You know, like, I feel like people always expect na sex is so romantic and va-va-voom, boom-bam, may ganon. But, like, there are farts and there's sweat and your hair is in the wrong places. And so many things happen, right? Na parang not aesthetic.
Yeah,
it's not like what you see in porn. Even when it comes to, like, making the noise, sometimes in my head I'm like, how come in porn it's, like, so intense? But then in real life, parang it's not the man unless you force yourself. So I get you.
Or it becomes very performative because I'm so in my head.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Especially women. We're such performers.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I feel like we talked about a lot of things. we are so happy that you enlightened us with all your insights because I did learn a lot.
Yeah. And for our listeners who want to listen more to Kush, maybe you can invite them to listen to your podcast. I know you have a podcast and a YouTube show.
Yeah. If you guys want to listen more and become a bad bitch, hop on over to the Bad Bitch Bible. We do like 101s on how to break up with someone or how to get over someone. Just fun stuff like that. So I hope they listen.
Where can they find the Bad Bitch Bible?
Just on Spotify.
And on YouTube, you also create content. Maybe you want to plug your YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh, I'm so shy. Nakakaloka.
Why?
Okay.
Ngayon ka pa na shy.
Yeah, now pa ako na
shy. After mo mag-share about your sexuality, masturbation, hooking up, you're gonna be shy about your YouTube channel. Go! We want to promote.
Shy girl kasi.
Support.
Okay, so yeah, you guys can subscribe to my channel. It's Killa Kush on YouTube.
Killa Kush on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much, Kush. That was so much fun. Super. I'm so happy we got you, guys. You to join us at the Sexy Time podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
All right.
Okay, that was Killa Kush. And I love how open she was about, first of all, not only her sexuality, obviously, but just her sex life and also masturbation, pleasing herself, and how she discovered her body. It's so refreshing to have somebody come on and just be able to talk about these things openly. Even I was kind of like, do I want to say stuff? Do I not? But I loved her energy.
When you're talking to, well, for me personally, like when I have a guest who is gay or lesbian, or I want to be able to say the right things, and I really like that she made it so comfortable for me. Because the truth is, I don't get to talk to a lot of lesbians. I don't know why. I realized I have so many gay friends, but I don't get to talk to a lot of lesbians, and it's so nice to see the perspective that she brought up. Na parang her as a feminine lesbian is more comfortable with her body and her sexuality, and she's encountered masculine lesbians that aren't. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's actually a whole world that we know nothing about, and that's why I told her, like, thank you for shedding insight on it, because it's, we don't know also if it's a sensitive topic, because like when I was talking to one of my friends who's gay, when you ask them, oh, are you a top or bottom, oh, BJ, he was talking about how like that's really offensive, right? So we really tread carefully on these things. At the same time, we don't want to make it a big deal. Like, oh, this person's a lesbian. Like, it's not that big a deal. But But we do want to kind of insight into their world and how they go about and navigate things also. But there are a lot of similarities naman with us. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions or any topic suggestions, feel free to send us an email at thesexytimepodcast@gmail.com. We always go through it, and we bring it up in future episodes when we ask experts or other people their opinion. We always keep everything confidential, so don't worry.
We also got a lot of questions on our cheating episode, so I think we need to call Doc Margie and have her come on again.
Let's do that. I think that episode was so cool.
We drop new episodes on Wednesday, hump day. We adjusted the time. We made it 4 p.m. So check it out. And we hope you guys learned something new and are comfortable, because the Sexy Time podcast is a safe space to talk about sex.